All right, I told the guys that this paint was going to be only for me. But I found, I think, probably my favorite palindrome in the whole world. For those that don't know, a palindrome is a word or phrase that you can say, that you can spell forward and backwards the same. Okay, so like the words like race car, that's a palindrome, right? There's a really long one that Kelly, our mutual friend Garrett, told me, which is no Mel Gibson is Casino's big lemon. Like, that whole phrase can be spelled forward and backwards. I love that. It's one of my favorite things.
Okay. I love Garrett. I miss him.
I do love Garrett. But my favorite one that I just learned was, do geese see God? And it's a palindrome that made you go, damn, I never thought about the fact if geese see God or not.
Right. They're the only ones.
No, they don't. Geese are godless.
Right when they're peacefully flying over some beautiful nature preserve, and you hear pop, pop, pop. That's when they see God.
Yeah, exactly. That's when they see it.
They don't see God. They see the devil because I sent him to hell.
I was going to say because they're evil. They're very angry.
I've never. Goddamn. Yeah, Canadian goose have no chill.
Goddamn cobra chickens. That's what they are.
Oh, yeah, they have teeth.
Yeah, they do. It's horrifying.
Yeah, because I've seen people that'll like, you know, let a goose, like, you know, grab their sleeve or something like that, and then their sleeve is in shreds. It's like, yeah, because they have teeth.
Yeah, no, it actually hurts. Yeah. Peck by them, actually.
God didn't make no geese.
Do you know what grinds my gears? So I'm working on this, like, terrible project at work I've been working on for 3.5 years. It was supposed to take, like, 1.5 years. So.
Okay.
Whatever. Anyway, we just finished like a big, really important part where we took like part of it to production, which is great. And there was like a validation process at the end that like took up a week of work that we hadn't previously planned for. Whatever. So, but as soon as we were done it was like, we're good. Like, we passed the first huge milestone. Yeah. And then like the project like leader is a putting out this schedule for like the next wave of our like data migration, and he wants it done by like before the end of this month. And it's like this insanely tight schedule. Like insanely tight schedule, considering we've been working on data migration for 3 years.
Yeah, really.
So super tight schedule, but he's like trying to hype us up and be like, aren't you guys excited to get this like done? We're just like, we can't do this amount of work in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's not possible.
Shut the fuck up, Richard. I don't know what your boss's name is, but you know.
Yeah,
probably Jeff.
It's always Jeff.
Shut the fuck up, Jeff.
But just like, I've just been getting so much of like the corporate hype up in the past like 2 weeks for like that we're like really burned out on, and like my project coordinator who like works under on my like section of the project, she was just like, I don't know why he's trying to make us happy about this. This is harder than what we just did. And he's not giving us any freaking time.
But is he at least dangling a pizza party at the end?
I was about to ask. Has he said pizza party?
Has he said the word pizza party? We already have a celebration party planned. We're actually doing it at the fancy hotel across the street and getting like booze and shit. So
he actually
has good parties.
Oh. Edit that.
Beep. Yeah, my company throws good parties.
Kelly's work.
Yeah, I was sitting there the other day. I just got the calendar reminder: party celebration or project celebration at the Westin. I was like, hell yeah! I'm gonna get
gotta beat that out.
And what date is that?
There's Westins all over the place. That's a brand name hotel.
Oh no, that's supposed to be stalking out at these hotels, just waiting to see you like, Kelly.
I mean, come on, like, everybody knows we live like around Annapolis.
well,
just making it easier.
We've talked about it a million times.
Yeah.
Me and Mark are both like, hey, I wish you guys would stop mentioning where we live so much and nobody listens to us.
Well, Tim, Kelly, Tim's, you know, address is 510 Hagerstown Road.
Oh my god, that is his address. Well, you know that all of our all of our fans are freaks, right? So, you know, every single one.
Hey, if one of you are dedicated enough, you know, go for it. Live your dream.
There it is.
Wow, that is an invitation to find Kelly to the work celebration party.
If you find there, he'll buy you a t-shirt.
There it is.
Hey, if somebody, if one of our listeners stalked me and found me, you'd all be jealous. Admit it, you'd be jealous.
I would,
you'd all be jealous. If one of our fans shows up to my holiday party, or my whatever, celebration party, that'd be awesome. And you'd be jealous.
Pixar, if it, or it didn't happen, all right? I want to see blasted on the Discord.
Be like, it'll be a picture that you get from my phone, and it's just me tied up in the back of a car.
Like, wait, how did they get Kelly?
They got him when his guard was down.
Big gash on my head.
Yeah, right. Oh, they jumped him. That's what it
is. Oh, they jumped him. They took his pants. Oh, no, he's pulling your tassel.
Yeah. You know what? That would be good. That'd be great if they took my pants.
That would be very unplanned.
The ideal scenario is that, one, you have to jump Kelly. You can't do a confrontation face-to-face and then take his pants. That's the ideal situation, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Dude, the thinking about like the people that I have like met online, like
the people that I've jumped and taken
the people
face.
That I've jumped.
I jumped them online. I was pretty cool as an internet warrior. Okay.
Wait, you know, now that I think about it, because the creator clash is not happening anymore, which was always a fun watch. What YouTuber would you box?
YouTuber, am I getting paid? Any of them?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know, but who would you want to box is the question.
I think I would want to box Linus from Linus Tech Tips because he just got his braces, and I just want to mess them up so all that money goes to waste.
Jesus, I love how everyone thinks you're the nice guy on the podcast.
Yeah, what was the...
You don't just want to punch him in the face. You want to, like, ruin his life.
Oh, yeah, right. He's officially transcended into Eat the Rich category for me because he bought a private jet for the company and has only used it for his personal travel.
Okay. So there's a personal vendetta.
Yeah, and the video is called Gamer Jet, but not once did he talk about putting any gaming stuff on it. So he just wanted an excuse to buy a private jet.
That's so fucking sleazy.
And in 2023, he was quoted as, "I just kind of have a disagreement with buying, you know, using personal jets for air travel." And then, what is it, not even 3 years later, he's like, you know what, I'm rich enough.
Yeah, it's funny how when you're broke, you hate all these other things. Then when you get rich, you're like, yeah, you know, there's a gray area.
Proof that getting to the, there's a point where you get too rich that you're just, your brain just gets sick.
Totally different personality. Just zero.
We're only meant to have so much wealth.
Yeah. I don't know. When we get the DPS jet, I'm just saying I'm going to go on a lot of golf trips.
All I gotta say, Kelly, that is literally called dragon sickness. So,
goddamn, you're right.
Wait, it is dragon sickness. That is my sacred duty to punch them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was called in The Hobbit, and that's what affected Thorin Oakenshield, mm-hmm. I believe.
All right, so it's settled. All five of us box Linus.
There
all the
go.
Same time.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
He's got the money.
It wouldn't feel good. I'm probably like twice his size. Wouldn't be fun.
You're like three times his size.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. You're quite large. Yeah, it does say dragon sickness is a metaphorical, often magical affliction in the Tolkien's The Hobbit, characterized by extreme greed, paranoia, and obsessive hoarding of treasure.
Mm. Yeah, so, the modern rich.
Right, yeah. Nothing's changed from the Lord of the Rings to today.
They're all just wealth-hoarding dragons that periodically come out to ruin everybody else's lives.
Speaking of wealth-hoarding dragons that ruin everybody's lives, Khezra is... He needs to be the hero.
Hey-o.
Or he's going to ruin our lives.
he could be the hero, but he might ruin your life. It is one or the other here. We have a very, very difficult situation, but you guys did turn the tide just a little bit in this last round of this combat. with Benson and Garn finishing off one of these corrupted guards. There was Garn fighting one guy and Benson fighting another guy in the corner of this hallway. It reminded me of like Jujutsu Kaisen when Toto and Itadori are just like beating the shit out of somebody and just slugging it out repeatedly. That's what it reminded me of. But you managed to take one of them down, and now there are only three left. One of them is dazzled, I think. Is it? Yeah, he's dazzled until healed or something like that.
Yeah, he's dazzled and I believe fatigued or
enfeebled. Enfeebled too, yeah. So even the three that you have left, one of them is severely injured. So you guys actually have like a pretty good chance now that you've taken one of them out. But let's get right back into combat here. It is the Viscount's turn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one, I mean, honestly, he was expecting that shadow to be just fucking murdered. So it's still alive. So he is going to have to spend an action to keep it around.
Okay, oh yeah.
So, but it will go and try to attack that one again. This one.
Okay.
Hold on, because I gotta get the stats on this.
Oh yeah, the shadow. Or greater shadow, yeah.
Yeah, because he's a and the greater shadow that looks like one of his family.
Hmm.
Let's see. So he. Yeah, no, he's just on swing. It's just on reach out that hand and just try to punch this dwarf a little bit.
Take a bit of a soul.
I mean, he does it every time. With. Okay, so that is a 30.
Enfeeble
does not affect AC, so unfortunately. Well, hold on. Does dazzle do anything? Your vision is only precise since all creatures and objects are concealed from you. Does that do anything if you were getting attacked?
I don't believe so.
I don't think it does. Okay, so no, it's not. All right, so not a hit then, yeah.
Okay. Well, it is going to instead take a step action since it gets two actions.
Okay.
Control.
Oh, sorry.
Can you just move it over one square?
Yep. Take a little step action. 5 foot step. Yep.
So that was that. Ambrose will then take a step here.
Okay.
He'll step next to Kezra, and with final action, will cast shield on himself.
Alrighty.
It's a very defensible turn because these guys do not, they have attacks of opportunity. So.
Yes, yeah.
Because I was like, I could cast a... Oh.
Nope.
Wait, if he was concealed, would that...
Because you're concealed? It would mean that he would have to get the DC 5 flat check on his attack of opportunity, but
that's a risk.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's still a heavy risk. So
yeah, no, that's all it's gonna happen.
Okay. So next is the guard that had he was slowed, so he's only got two actions. So he is going to. He's gonna point at the guy who's dazzled, and he's gonna be like, "Get the casters!" And then he's going to take a step up and try to swing at Benson.
Mm-hmm.
How dare him!
You will try.
Will.
You're gonna nat 20 me right now.
No, just a 40.
Oh my God. All right. Well.
I haven't used my reaction yet this turn. I am going to cast Hidebound on you. So you feel dragon scales appear, like perk up underneath your armor.
Gross.
Yep.
Ew.
So you'll take an additional 5 resistance to physical for this whole turn.
Sweet, thank you.
Okay. So then it'll be 29 bludgeoning.
Okay.
So remember that your shield gives you the damage, whatever the damage reduction to is on top of now the scales. So
yes,
a lot of damage
yes.
going on. Okay. So that was his only action. He could really do this turn because he was slowed. Next is the one. This is the guy who is dazzled and enfeebled, and he's looking at like the shadow, and he's like. So he's going to swing once at the shadow. See if he can do anything about that.
He's dazzled, so he has to roll a.
Yes. So. In which case. 19 on the flat check. Pass that with flying colors. And then it's going to be a 33 for the attack on the shadow itself.
Surprisingly, not a crit.
Okay, all right.
I will just say AC is 24.
Okay,
got it. Wait. I will be saying this. He is flanked.
Oh, he would be, yeah. Okay, so then it would turn into a crit then, yeah.
You can't flank a shadow.
All right, so I already rolled the damage, so it's 25, so just double it for the crit then.
Yeah, that shadow was dead.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure he took... Oh, God, if I'm trying to remember. I had a counter up at one point.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because he was hit a few times, I think. But
oh, yeah, no, he got hit pretty hard.
Okay.
But yeah, so it just wisps away. It just kind of turns into a cloud of smoke. But he is still enfeebled.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't go away. So that was one action. He's then going to take a second action to step through the door. And then he's going to try to swing on Kezra. So this is second attack, so he's got map. But I need to do a flat check first, because Dazzled passed it. Attack is going to be 36.
Yeah. God damn.
Okay. It's going to be 24 points of bludgeoning.
All right.
Okay. Next, this is the corrupt guard that is to the south of Garn and to the right of Benson. So he's going to swing on Benson since Benson just hit and killed the other guy they were working with.
Makes sense.
So he's going to do a... He's going to try to do a knockdown. Whoa! 31.
Miss.
Miss.
That is a
miss.
A solid
okay.
miss.
And then he will try and do just a regular attack here. This will be at map. And another miss.
Very nice, very nice.
Okay, that was really good for you guys.
Yeah, good thing he didn't try attacking me. He would probably hit both times.
He probably would have got natural 20s on each of the
two. Okay, that was... because it was two actions to try to do the knockdown, and then the last attack was the third action, so it's Benson's turn.
All right, I can't just leave Garn in here by himself.
I mean, yeah, you can. Why not?
because Benson has a heart attack.
Yeah.
Benson, leave these two to me.
All right, your funeral.
Like bleeding out.
I was gonna say all of his teeth are knocked out.
I got this.
Well, okay. Here's what I think. Because Luca's still out there.
Now, Luca's. I have to manifest him again. Jake just moved him off to the side. I can manifest him again. It's just that I have to wait till it's my turn.
All right. Well, I can teleport out there. What do you guys think?
All I'm saying is that we just get out of here, and then Kez just drops a fireball in there and blows him up.
Yeah, but can you get out?
I have three actions.
But the thing is, they have attacks of opportunity. So they will just hammer on you so badly. Also, can't delete that shadow, Jake.
Oh, yes.
Three attacks of opportunity. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you can't just take that. Do they get attacks of opportunity with my teleport?
If it is a manipulate action, yes.
It is.
Let me see. I would assume it is, since it's you have to activate, which is usually a manipulate.
Oh, yeah.
How is the dazzled one looking?
They're, I'll say they're all around bloodied.
Hate that term.
Sorry.
Bloodied, so over 100 HP, got it.
Okay, well then I'm just going to swing at the one in front of me because I cannot just take free hits right now.
Okay. You going for the one to the east or one to the south?
East. Okay. East.
So this is the guy that's sort of in between you and Garn.
Yep. That is going to be... pretty sure what I know. Thing is here, just need to double check. 36.
That's a hit.
Okay. Eighteen points of damage.
Very nice.
Next one, I guess we'll just keep swinging. Am I hasted? Am I still hasted, Cal?
Yeah, you're still hasted.
I was say it's round five, so if you did it round one, then yeah, you got plenty of time.
Guess who has a keen sword and just rolled a 19.
Oh my gosh! Cut him down.
Hurt the win. Hurt the win.
That keen has gotten so much value because of John only.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you shitting me?
Wait, what? What?
18 points of damage.
With a crit?
You rolled minimum, probably.
Oh.
2d8 slash plus. I think that's legit. Are you fucking kidding me? God, I hate this game.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah, that's a... I pulled a Foundry. It's a 1 and a 2 on his...
I'm never rolling damage on this thing again.
You say that, and then you do, like, the next turn. Like,
well,
next
you know, because it's easy at first, and then I forget, straight ass. Okay.
All right.
I guess, you know, final, I'll see if I get a natural 20 here, which I don't. But
I will
still
remember
my...
that you're using your last hasted action to raise your shield. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
I actually rolled a fucking 18 too. It was almost. that's only a 30. So no, that's gonna miss. In the last action, I'll raise my shield. Well, you know.
Yep. Okay.
Solid turn.
Yeah. Is slicing these guys up. Garn, your turn.
Alright, so I believe that I toppled the Pillar of Heaven last round. So that means that my essence, my eminence was automatically shifted somewhere else. So I'm going to spend my first action to shift it back into my weapon, which I know is not the best use of the Exemplar's free eminence shift, but you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Because... mm-hmm. I'm going to use my Titan's Breaker on the one right in front of me with my next two actions, and I'm going to try to fracture the mountain. I love, you know, just putting all my hopes and dreams onto one single die roll. That's really my favorite thing to do.
He rolled so bad.
Maybe.
Okay.
I got a 32.
That's a hit.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
Okay, I did roll. I rolled terrible, but I'm actually quite shocked.
You rolled terrible and got a success.
And
there you
I
go,
got
buddy.
A success. You know, it really doesn't get better than that. I rolled the die and I didn't quite sure I was going to hit, so now I have to figure out how much dice I actually need now.
So, you lost great. Hope before the mats.
I did. All right, because Titan's Breaker, it's pretty wild. I think, yeah, I get an extra two weapon die. So instead of 2d8, I'm rolling 4d8. And thanks to Black Oak Workshop, where dice is treasure, I have enough dice here that I can do that.
Yep, this episode brought to you by Black Oak Workshop.
And now I get the increase of plus 6 to spirit damage instead of a plus 2 to spirit damage. And that's an extra... that gets modified, that gets twice. Okay. So I just have to roll a lot of dice and add a lot of numbers.
Yep.
28 plus 5 is 33 points of damage.
Okay.
To the one to the south of me.
Yep.
And then I get the free eminence shift that I'm going to shift it into the victor's wreath. So that crown that I got.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you got Benson, you get a plus one to attack rolls.
Hooray!
Have we seen what the crown does yet?
No, not its special ability.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
It is very cool. It has a cool name, of course.
Yeah, I just remembered. I was like, I don't think we've seen any abilities since you've gotten this thing.
Mm-hmm. Guys like, just feel a little boosted around me when I have evidences in there.
He's like Frieza, where it's like his final form is never like his final form.
Yeah.
past form four.
I'm actually watching Goku and Frieza fight right now.
Oh, dude, it's a good
Goku
one.
Just went Super Saiyan. Awesome. Just legendary moment. I was like, Rebecca, do you want to watch Goku go Super Saiyan tonight? And she was like, no, like, whatever.
Okay, fine.
The greatest moments in anime ever, and you've never seen it, but
it just changed my fucking life. Whatever. It
means everything to me.
Well, Kezra means everything to me. So, Kezra, it's your turn.
All right.
Do it, Kezra. Launch the fireball. Launch it.
Kezra will step he'll step back 5 feet. The flame sphere will blink out of the battlefield because I am not sustaining it. And what else am I gonna do? I got two brutes in a line.
Oh yeah.
The dragon breath.
Yes.
Alright, roll some reflex saves. I can't see the map.
Man,
so just,
if you're not getting that pillar of heaven toppled on, you're getting some straight up dragon's breath blasted in your face, Jake. Straight lines, beware.
Okay. First guy got a 33.
Yeah, kill success. All those straights.
And other guy got a 37. God.
Success. Alright, so half damage for each. Hoops.
Okay.
Alright, that'll be 18 damage total. That's half. Okay. That is half.
That is half, yeah. Okay.
Nothing to sniff at.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's it's 36 total damage against two guys, and now, and they still have to close on you again, so.
Oh, wait, right, sorry, plus six. Or plus three, for half, so, sorry.
Got it, okay. So another little three on top of that. Got it. Okay. Top of round six, it comes to Viscount Ambrose's turn.
Okay. So, unfortunately, he's still within range, because I don't want to risk trying to summon when he could... Because, unfortunately, summoning is a manipulate.
Yep, yep.
So, instead, he will take a step back. Oh, no. And drag everyone. So, he's on take a step back. And I'm trying to look for the tool to draw something here. I'm trying to draw a 15-foot burst that would at least hit two people.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead. And there's measurement controls and then a circle. So a 15-foot burst from you or from him?
From me. So I'm using a spell, a fifth-level spell called Shadow Blast.
Oh, yeah.
So it can either go... Actually, a 30-foot cone might hit this guy and this guy and avoid everyone else. That's important.
So the 15-foot cone would hit the two guys that are like 10 feet from each other, but it wouldn't hit the third guy that's kind of behind the door.
Yeah, you can do a cone easily. Yeah, I don't want to risk hitting Benson or Garn. But no, he is going to point, and there's just going to be this ebb of dark energy that just kind of emanates like from the spot. And it's just going to be this icy cold. Like, it's just... Like, think of it like soul burning. But, like, not burning as in fire, but, like, you know, when you get so cold, it just, like, turns. Like, your skin starts feeling like it is.
Yeah.
And he is going to do it as burst. And I get to choose what it is. So you have to make a reflex save. It's between reflex or will.
Yep.
Wait,
yep.
Target's choice.
Oh, target's
choice. Target's choice.
Oh, either way.
I'll tell you, the reflex and will is like not much different.
Okay.
So if he has to do will, he will take the one that is one better.
Oh god.
Between
okay.
The, yeah, yeah. First guy that is dazzled, he got a 31.
Damn it, that makes it exactly. Okay.
Other guy got a 30.
Oh, that is should be a fail.
And that'll be a fail. Okay. All right.
31 is my DC. So.
Okay.
Beautiful. So that is, let's see, 68.
Damn. Yeah, this is the you remember the spell, the Rakshasas you kept fighting?
Yeah.
This is what they were using.
What?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a shadow-type spell, but yeah, so...
And when you read it, you're like, this spell's fucking up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool because it's like basically shape shadow substance in the Netherworld into a blast. Choose acid, bludgeoning, cold, electricity, fire, force, piercing, slashing, sonic, or spear damage, and then choose a 30-foot cone, 15-foot burst, within 120 feet, or 50-foot line. And then deal 68 damage of the type you choose to each creature.
Yeah, it's the spell that they gave those things, and then they were just like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
All
right.
So damage for the first guy will be halved.
So in total, it's not the highest roll, it's a middling roll. 26 points of damage. So 13 points of the guy who's succeeded.
For that guy. And then 26 total. There we go. Yes. Okay. All right, yeah, you're hitting these guys hard with spells right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was all for you. Next, it comes to the corrupt guard's turn. So he's the one that was slowed. He's not slowed anymore, right? Or did that? Was that?
I thought he was stunned.
The slow was one round.
Okay, he's no longer slowed then. Okay. All right, so he's going to try to do the same thing that the other guy did, where he was going to try to knock Benson down. So let's go ahead and do a maul strike with the improved miss.
Hey.
Another miss. And then he's just going to do another attack with the map.
They might have more health than me and hit harder than me, but I've got a better AC than them.
yeah, for sure. And a 31. You're dodging. You're not even using the shield as much. I think they're getting hit by all these spells, and it's just like messing with their nervous system, and they can't control themselves. And so as they go to swing, you just kind of like vaguely dodge out of the way each time. Next it comes to the Daze guy's turns. He just saw both these casters get off some gnarly spells, but he is going to take a step to the northeast, so that way he's not in the line of Kessar anymore. Let's do 50-50 chance here. You guys choose heads or tails, or on evens odds.
Evens.
You can do evens.
I'll take odds.
Okay. 83. So it's going against Kessar.
Hooray!
So it's Kessar.
I was like, 8 is even.
3 is take odd. That, Mark.
3 is odd, though.
There's an 8 in there. All right. So he's going to try to do. He's going to do the same thing that he's been doing. Where he's going to just do a. He's going to do the improved knockdown. So he's one action to move up, and then he's going to do the two action attack and knockdown at the same time. But he is enfeebled too. And a 32
against that Jason. Is a hit.
Okay. So he's going to do. Alright, so he's going to do the regular damage, which is going to be 21 points of bludgeoning damage. And then if it's 2 and a weapon for the strike, they can use the weapon's damage die instead of the regular die size for the critical trip. Okay. So it would be. Weapon damage is this. 8 for the knockdown portion of that. But that is his whole turn. He had to move and then did the knockdown.
So I'm prone now.
So you're prone, yeah. Next is going to be. Next is the guard that is directly next to Benson and under Garn. For some reason, they can't seem to hit Benson, so he's going to. Does he want to flank Benson?
Oh, I thought flank you were, little.
Flank little Benny?
I thought you were like, does he want to hit this lumpy looking door?
No, too lumpy.
too lumpy.
Not even I'm that mean.
I think he will take a step in order to get over his dead friend's body for one. Let me move the dead guy out of there. He moves into the space and throws the dead guy across the hallway.
he just hurls his body.
And then he will try to... So he's just going to swing. He's not going to try to knock Benson down, because that has not been working. So he's going to try to hit Benson while he's flanked. 44 to hit.
Yep.
Okay.
That's crit.
That ain't a crit.
That's
flanked.
Crit.
That's crit.
I knew it.
Can't.
You didn't raise your shield last round?
I did, but I'm flanked.
Oh, right.
It mattered. Yeah.
Oh, yep. 64 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'm going to use some of my spine shields to take some of that damage.
He swings it down, and you put the shield up, and you just see a bunch of spines hit the floor of Garn. Just...
Oh.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm not in great shape right now.
How much
the spines break?
Yep.
How much do they take off anyway?
Each of them can take up to 5 points of damage before breaking, and I'm breaking 5.
Oof. Okay. Next attack. He hits Benson, and then he just swings it, woof, to hit Garn.
Oh man.
And a 25, so a miss.
Woohoo.
Of course, why would I want to get my paladin thing off?
His lumpy body just rolls out of the way.
Too lumpy.
Too lumpy.
You can't hit me. You're used to regular dwarf physiology. Never seen these lumps before.
It's like, I posted this in the Discord a while ago, but they have the, like, mini dragon ancestries.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the one that he's, like, shaped like a balloon. And, like, if he takes a hit, he can, like, roll to, like, have the damage.
Oh,
and he, like, bounces away like a dodgeball.
Are you talking about the dragonette? The pearl dragonette?
Yes, that's what they are, yeah.
That guy. God,
I love that.
He's
so
adorable.
Funny. Benson, it's your turn.
Okay, I'll be swinging to the guy directly north. Because we've been hitting that guy a good bit. We gotta try to get him down.
Yep.
33 to hit.
That's a hit.
I'm not using fucking Foundry again. Because that's instantly better. Six. That's 17 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
Second strike is probably going to be a miss. Yeah. That's a miss.
Miss, okay.
And final one, see if I get a crit. I did not. And that's going to be a miss. Unless, it's... No, that's a miss. Definitely.
Okay.
Unfortunate.
Garn, your turn.
Raising my shield with my last ace attack.
I think I'm just going to lather, rinse, repeat with that same combo I did, which is shift the Eminence Titan Breaker into Fracture Mountains. I really just need a targeted big strike to knock him down, because each individual strike, you know, your to hit just goes down so much. So I'm just going to focus it on one blast.
Yeah, just one big thing.
Okay,
yeah.
And I rolled well with a 36.
That's a hit.
All right, let's do this. A lot of damage coming at you. 18 plus 17 is 35 points of damage.
Timmy, please describe your kill.
Oh, yes.
We needed that.
Okay.
We absolutely needed that.
He has been shifting his enemies. You see the glow in the crown, and you see it glowing back into the Morning Star. And, you know, the Morning Star doesn't have that purple hue anymore that Grimshaw bestowed upon it, but instead has a, you know, a light golden reddish hue.
and really gets amped up right as he does a kind of like one of those undercut swings. So instead of smashing down, he's kind of bringing the Morningstar up, and he just clonks his dwarf right into the ceiling and buries him into the stone of the ceiling.
His feet are just dangling.
That's good shit.
Bunk, clack.
Oh my gosh. Okay. He is dead. You give another action, right?
No, that was my last action.
Okay.
So
okay.
The eminence shifts back into the crown, and that's my turn.
It's your turn. Kezra, is your turn. You are prone.
Kezra braces himself as he watches Ambrose take care of this guy, and he will delay until after Ambrose's turn. I just know it. I know he's going to take care of this dude.
Yeah. Okay.
I really don't want to give an AOL. So.
Believe me, I'm the same way right now, you know?
See me, Ambrose.
No.
Ezra stares up at you, fear in his eyes.
This Ambrose is like fucking like bleeding out too. I mean, like he's,
save me, new friend.
Help me, Viscount Ambrose. You're my only hope.
This could be a big bonding moment for you too.
That's true.
Starts the encounter. Kezra's gonna be the hero.
He kept it. Save me, Ambrose.
Help me, save me.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I mean, I message you guys in the Discord all the time that I need to save you.
Yeah, like this. So this guy, you said he's looking pretty bad now, or are you just gonna keep saying bloodied over and over again?
I mean, I could say it.
But does he look worse than he was? I mean.
Oh yeah, I mean those two spells like did a good number on him.
Okay.
And he's still dazzled, so I mean he's still like squinting his eyes trying to hit you. There's or something a chance. Like that, so yeah.
All right, yeah. Fuck it. I'm gonna take a chance then. All right, let's. So he's going to get your attack off. See if this even fucking works.
Okay.
Because he is preparing to resummon Luca.
Okay. Right.
So oh, goddamn! I forgot that Luca wasn't manifest right now. He's still sitting on the board.
Yeah, oh, well. I wish you took that off, but it's fine.
A 2 on the flat check.
Oh, no fucking
wow.
way.
No.
Save me, Ambrose. You can do it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew you'd save me.
All right. All right, so, like, he raises his hand, and, like, this guy just misses it completely. He goes, Luca, we need you now. Please. Return and fight. And I can't move him. I don't know why.
Oh, I don't know.
It keeps having like these weird like arrows.
I'm not sure. Where do you want him to
be? Right directly behind him. This guy.
Okay.
Oh yeah, now he's flanked now.
Yep.
So yeah, so Luca just immediately summons it. He gets only one action. But that one action he can swing. So he is going to swing.
Okay.
So this spectral knight just comes up out of nowhere, and oh my god, that's a 40 to hit. Beautiful.
Because he's flanked, that is a crit.
Yeah, it is. Legend's coming.
17 on the die. Fuck yeah.
Oh,
amazing.
So crit damage. Let's go.
Crit damage from Luca.
I literally never doubted you.
48 points of damage.
Oh my god, okay.
What's it like rolling good crits, man?
It's great. With the amount of modifiers I have on him, oh my god. He's basically a fighter. Like, he's essentially a fighter character.
Yeah. So.
And that is all he can do now.
That's all of it. Alright, well, Kezra, it's your turn.
What's a kiss gonna do from the ground?
I mean, I did 48 damage and he's still up. So
still up. All
I
right.
did what I could.
Kezra sees his opportunity. He goes to, since the guy goes to swing at Ambrose, Kezra springs to his feet and he will cast a 4th level blazing bolt on the guy in the hall and the guy right in front of him.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Beautiful. The action economy. Mm-hmm. So good.
All right. This is gonna be.
Remember your Shadow Signet ring, because I think you forgot last time.
Oh, yeah,
so this,
please remember.
So this is going against the Dex DC, or the...
Yeah, the Reflex DC.
Yeah, Reflex DC, yeah.
Oh, that one's good. All right, first one is a 38.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Is it a crit on this Reflex DC?
No, but... unfortunately, he's not flanked or anything like that. So, I would have thought
39 on the next one.
So it'll be sorry. So 38 against the one guy, and then a 39 against the other guy.
I rolled a 19.
Unfortunately, one away.
Damn.
Yeah.
God damn.
All right. Well, still happy damage. Let's do some damage here. All right, that will be 31 damage to each of them.
Okay. The guy that's still in the hallway takes the 31 damage. But I want you to describe the kill of the guy who was dazzled that's right in front of
you. Yeah, I knew he had to go down. I knew it. So Kezra just sees this chaos go on in front of him, and he literally just, like, jumps to his feet with hands already blazing in just both directions. And the one guy's right in front of him, so he basically just like sticks it right in his chest and just as his chest just turns into molten goo, and the guy just fucking explodes out the back.
Shotgun blast his chest with a blazing bolt.
Alright. After that, it comes to the last guy's turn. He is now suddenly surrounded by you guys and his dead friends. So he is not in a great position. But he thinks he saw his friend hit Benson really hard. He wants to try to knock Benson down and see if he can get him, because he seems to be holding out a little too hard for all you guys.
The lumpy dwarf also doesn't look very good either.
Yeah. Yeah, but that action economy doesn't really allow for him to do all that. So there's going to be to knock you down a 43 to hit.
Yep.
Damn.
So there's going to be 25 points of bludgeoning damage, and then another 6 on top of that for the knockdown part of it. And then he's going to do another attack while you're on the ground. And miss suddenly.
Very nice, very nice.
So he knocks you down, and then when he rears up, you just swing to the side a little bit, and it just goes onto the ground next to you.
Yeah, I'm getting to the territory where these guys could not get me unconscious with one attack.
Yeah. But that was his turn. So it's your turn, Benson.
Benson, wait for me.
Okay, I'll hold.
Yeah, that way you don't have to attack while you're down.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right, then Garn is your turn.
So Garn is going to take a 5-foot step. Actually, no. Garn is going to move with reckless abandon to try to goad him into attacking him. Maybe like, can't hit the lumpy dwarf. And he just ambles forward.
Okay.
Actually, if I'm ambling forward, I'm going to amble into flanking.
Yeah, I was going to say, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, please do that.
So,
39 to hit you then?
Yeah, that hits. Okay.
But I can retributive strike that.
Thank God.
Hey, yeah, you can.
So it's going to be 34 points of bludgeoning damage.
Take 12 off of that.
Yeah.
And get 22. Your attack.
Oh, yeah, I get a free attack. You're so dead, Jake.
Dude, I've been trying to use this the entire fucking counter.
I know. Like, he's barely been able to use his ability.
Oh, no. I thought that was a 9. It's a 6. That's a miss.
It's okay. I hit.
Wait. 29. My what? Flanking. 29.
With flanking, cats. No. No, not these guys.
Yeah.
But I rolled, Tim, 16 plus 22.
That's 38.
That is a hit.
All right, there's no way this brings this guy down, but we're chipping him down. Okay. That's only going to sadly be 14 points of slashing damage, but it's something.
Okay. All right, but Garn, so that was just your move action to do all that.
Uh-huh. Okay. So now I get my actual attack.
Yes.
So I was wasting the bad die roll on that. That's what
I see the strat, buddy. I see it.
Oh, and I did indeed waste the bad one because that's a 36.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Yep. Now I get to use my weighted Black Oak Workshop with a special die that Craig gave me. He's
Wait a minute.
Only use this against Jake, and I said, yes, sir. But wait, why did I only roll a 4, Craig? Why did I only roll a 4? Dang, other one that's weighted rolled a 1. Dang it, I want my money back.
Your check's in the mail, Craig.
So 4, 9, 9 plus 5 is only going to be 14 points of damage.
14 points of damage again against this guy, though. Still a kill.
What?
Very nice. Very
he has
nice.
13 hit points left.
Oh yes. My gosh! Did I mention that was Ball Black Oak Workshop?
Black Oak Workshop. Describe the final kill, buddy.
Oh man! So I just I like come around. So I'm walking around. I'm like goading him, right? So I'm making a big show of it. And I'm not really expecting to hit him with just the way that I'm wildly swinging. So I just kind of do like a little swing around his head, like all around his head like a halo. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of bring it around like a baseball bat into the side. And he clanks against the door to the west.
And you clock him. His helmet falls off and his head falls down. And you can see his neck is clearly just broken. It's like flopping.
Oh my gosh.
And with that, combat is over.
Oh my god.
My gosh. Welcome back, boys.
Welcome back, boys.
Oh my god.
I'm very badly beaten.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here looking at the fight, and I'm like, man, this is the first fight of whatever this is. How have we gone this long without having a healer?
I know.
Like a dedicated healer.
Right.
Yeah. It's rough. It's rough out here. I have 30 health left. And I think it's because Benson has just enough heal and just enough damage reduction. And then I have my weird, freaky bits of healing. Mm-hmm. It's like just enough.
And then Grimshaw had the lay on hands, too.
Yeah.
So it was enough, and then we were beefy enough.
It also gave us like a free 24 damage reduction each turn if we were able to get our paladin things off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, having both of us.
So yeah, it was a lot of damage negation, not necessarily heals. So
I like our love our party comp.
Yeah, I will say Ambrose immediately will cast Lifelink Surge on himself, so to start healing, because he will use one of his focus spells, and I just start fast healing for 4 rounds. So.
So okay. Unfortunately, it's not likely going to be an option for us to keep going.
So in this, well, I'll say this. In this moment, there is one of the dwarves that you guys had killed is out here in front of this building. It is in an alleyway. It's in like kind of behind some of the, you know, some of the main buildings on the road. But you guys do have a dwarf corpse.
Oh. String him up. Let him all know.
Kezra will start to drag him in. He looks up at Amber. He's like, good teamwork there. Made a great diversion so I could come in and end it.
Oh, you were just lucky I wasn't hit. And he will help drag, or Luca, well, god, no, he wouldn't touch the body.
Ew, gross.
So he helps for. Yeah, but with Luca and Kezra, that body is being thrown in.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And he will cast Prestidigitation on the bloodstain. That was probably...
Yes! More. Yes!
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Yes!
Clean up the crime scene.
I know how to
shut the
I
door.
I know how to clean. I know how to clean stains out of the carpet. It's fine.
So you guys quickly close the door and clean up the bloodstains on the stones.
Oh,
let me read the room now that you guys are in here, and you can take some time to kind of catch your breath here. So the little entryway here. There's sort of just like a desk and like a chair, and there's it looks like this is just sort of like a post. It looks like somebody just had to like sit here and make sure that nobody came in. If you go up to, let me see what you guys can see. If you go up to the north, there's a room off to the west at the top of this hallway, that looks to be an office. And it looks like it when you go in there, there's like some old papers and stuff like that, but they look quite old. They don't look like they're anything recent. If you kind of like shuffle through, it looks like it was used for whatever this was prior to whatever they're using it for now. It talks about like warehouse shipments and stuff like that, but nothing seemingly current.
So when you bring it back and be like, "Oh, it's a sports gambling den." It's like, we were right all along.
we were right. If you go to the south where those two dwarves came out of, you look in there. This is clearly some kind of barracks of some kind. There are simple bedrolls, and you can see some like food and other like basic provisions here. You can see that they have like they have some like simple cots and a box or so with some clothes.
Just to get out of the way, what do they have on them?
What do they have on them? That's a great question.
It's a good full plate. God.
So they have. So they're weapons. They have a composite short bow, a maul, and a breastplate. One of them seems to have a key on his side.
Are these striking weapons?
Yeah, if Kezra or Ambrose looks them over.
Oh, yeah.
Appears to be a +1 composite short bow, +1 striking maul, and a +1 resilient breastplate on each of them.
Oh, wow. So they all have short bows, mauls, and resilient breastplates.
Somebody paid a lot of money to kit these guys out. Yeah.
Quite exquisite handiwork, honestly.
It's worth taking them just for the runes, honestly.
Yeah.
And selling them. I mean, probably not in the city. Where are these bloodstains? Found them.
Shut up.
Prestidigitation, go.
I do want to treat wounds on everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. I have ward medic, so I can treat up to four targets at once, but I'm having a hard time understanding what that actually means. I don't know if that means I get to use one check for four people, and that takes 10 minutes to treat everybody, or if it's one check and everyone, it still takes 10 minutes per person. I don't understand. Like, it just says you can treat up to, four targets if you're master, which I am.
Okay, so it says when you use treat disease or treat wounds, you can treat up to two targets. If you're a master of medicine, you can treat up to four targets.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like when you use treat wounds, you can treat up to two targets or four now for you. So, yeah. Yeah.
So four targets for 10 minutes, one check.
One check.
Yeah.
Baller. Wow. That's all I read. That's one check.
Yeah, because it just says when you use treat wounds, and so treat wounds is a 10-minute, action.
Activity.
It's a great feat, but the trade-off is if you fail your one check, then everybody's immune to it for an hour.
Yeah.
And you can't get everybody. But it's like a huge risk, so that's the risk. Reward.
Imagine if Garn rolls a one, and he's just like, guys, I got you, and they just... puts his hands in everyone's wounds.
Oh, everybody drops in.
Expert check.
I could auto do the expert check, but you guys only get 2d8 plus 10. But if you go for the master, you get 2d8 plus 30.
Go for the master. You can do it.
You can do it. Live life on the wild side.
Live life on the wild side. God, news is weird.
We all need that HP.
Tim doesn't roll bad.
Oh no!
God damn it, Tim.
His face.
I'm like highly considering using my hero point on this.
God damn it, Tim.
I'm gonna use my hero point.
Okay, alright.
What memory is this?
I love how Kelly gasses him up and then immediately turns on him.
Hey, I'm trying to be positive.
So Garn is actually taken back to a time in the battlefield where he, was a war priest, so he had healing magic is available to him, but there were times when battles would rage on for so incredibly long that he would just be tapped completely of his magics. And he remembers a time where
They were been fighting all day. Magic is all spent. They knew that another wave was coming, a fresh wave of demons, you know, to feast upon them. And he didn't have much time. So that is when he tapped into this ability where he just worked quickly to, you know, to patch people up as best he could. And so he recounts that time, and that is what gives him the little extra boost to make a success.
There it is.
So I'm gonna roll the 2d8 using my Black Oak Workshop, which have never let me down famously. Okay, a very middle of the road roll. So everyone gets 38 points back.
Oh damn,
that's great.
Yeah,
there's some magic door fans
good,
right there.
That's good enough for me.
So it has been 10 minutes. So if
I'm dumping, I will be dumping plan hands on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you dumping it on yourself? Garn first. Okay, sweet. How much is your land hands?
25, I believe.
25, okay. I feel like it should be more than 25. Isn't land hands like... It's like 5 or 6.
It's like 6 per spell level, so wouldn't it be... 36 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's 36 because you'd be quote spell level 6.
Then take 36 points of healing.
Sweet. And then I am good. So that all happens in 10 minutes. And then if we want to wait another 10 minutes, I'm good with that before. So you could juice yourself up one time, John.
How's Ambrose looking?
Ambrose is almost topped off at this point.
All right, never mind. Fuck you guys. I'm heal myself.
Heal yourself. Because I used that fast healing thing, so that was like 48 points of healing over. What was it? 6 to 24 seconds. So
I mean, I'm still down 80 points, but you know.
Oh my god!
Oh wait a second! I have continual recovery, so I can make another treat wounds check.
Oh,
I didn't need to burn a hero point on it after reading that, but you know.
I was about to say, I'm an expert in medicine too, so he can actually do treat wounds on Benson as well.
Well, master in medicine.
Well, I don't give a shit. We can pull together, and you can heal, and then I can be like, fine, let me dab your forehead as you're sweating into your wounds.
I've got a Flintstones vitamin.
Take this sweat cloth.
Benson, don't forget you have your holy prayer beads, so you get healed one when you use your lay on hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the other person gets another one.
Before you use your prayer beads, I did just crit on the master check.
Yay!
So let me roll that real quick. Critting is not as cool. Uh-huh. It's not double. You just get an extra 2d8. So
trash. Throw it away.
No, the prayer beads are just a passive bonus that he gets.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, he gets one, and then the person he heals gets an extra one as well.
Got you. So it's 44 points of healing.
Very nice, very nice.
Oh, we all get 44?
Well, I mean, I guess if you wanted, I just did one check for 4 people, so whoever's down any.
You heal Luca.
Well, the heal Luca heals me. I don't know how it works.
Wait, if he heals you and Luca, do you get two? Do you get double healing?
No. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. God, that'd be funny as shit.
Really? There's gotta be somebody that's tried to convince their GM of that.
All right, I'm down 30.
Okay. I'm down about 60.
Yeah, you have your healer's gloves if you want to use those, or you can save them for combat.
Yeah. So right now we're at 20 minutes. We're at 20 minutes. We've just been kind of hanging out here.
Okay.
So you did one lay on hands. No, you did one for
you
me
and one for
and
me
one for you. Okay, so that's 20 minutes. Okay. I mean, should we take another 10 is the question.
I mean, like, during that point, I mean, he could, like, if he was, Garn was looking bad, like, while he's healing people, then he could do an expert medicine check on you, just to...
Well, I become temporarily immune to all treat wounds after I've just done it.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's so that people don't double up.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. They're like, well, you're patching me up. I can patch you up.
right.
Let's stick the scalpels into each other.
Well, while you guys have been sitting here for 20 minutes, there's a certain point that you say around the 21 minute mark. Mm-hmm. You hear a
Yeah, maybe we
water.
Should.
Water, please.
Oh, snap.
You hear a woman's voice calling from behind the doors to the west.
Oh no, it's the pregnant lady, baby.
These doors, or
yes, yeah. So if you open up those doors, you can open them up.
Okay,
let's go.
So there's a little like spot there where you can see that there's some like personal effects in this like tiny 5 foot by 10 foot room. It looks like just some clothes, and there's like a bucket of water or something. If you open up the next set of doors.
I'm just being hesitant. Perception check on anything to make sure nothing's gonna like pop out.
There are no traps.
Okay.
Yeah. If you go through and you open up the next set of doors, this is a recently installed prison. Shoddy iron bars have been installed here. That they don't even like really reach the ceiling. They're like a few inches below it, so it looks like they were just sort of shoved into the ground.
Yeah.
This was a you can see that it was like maybe some kind of workshop or something like that, with like looking at just some of the like detritus on the ground, and there's like, you know, like some kind of table nearby. But each of these cells is fitted with a iron door. As you sort of peek around, you can see that there's a bucket in each of them and a pile of straw for sleeping. But as you walk in, you can see there's a female dwarf who's sitting down. She's,
Walter, please, my throat, it hurts.
And when she looks and sees you all, she goes,
Who are you? What's going on?
Who are we? Who are you?
I'm Ogret.
And I'll see you guys next time.
Hey. Aren't you a little short to be a stormtrooper?
Aren't you a little tall to be a dwarf?
Aren't you a little tall to be a dwarf trooper?